Who has a bereavement in the family, and also Ms. Dikgale also have a bereavement in the family. So I'm not sure whether Ms. Dikgale is going to be able to join the meeting today. That's it, Chairperson, nothing else.
Yeah, thank you very much. We do correct, Jerry.
Yes, Chairperson. Yes, Chair.
Okay. Thank you. Our condolences to the families of the Deputy Minister and Honorable Dikgale. I don't know whether the Minister has been able to join, Derek.
I don't see yet, but the Acting DG wants to say something, Chairperson.
Good morning, Nathan. Morning, Nathan.
was the process which was taken by the Minister of Finance, Tito Mboweni, who tabled the 2020 supplementary budget and delivered the supplementary budget speech. So this was also read, this should be also read in line with the Public Finance Management Act and the Money Bills Amendment Procedure and other related matters. So this was necessitated by the effect of the pandemic and also the economic downturn in the country. With regards to point number two, it reflects on the implications of the COVID-19 pandemic on the mandate of the department. Basically, this section talks about the processes which were taken when the COVID-19 was realized in South Africa. It says that in some globally, it has affected the economy and employment, and in South Africa, around March, it was, I mean, there were low cases and there were no fatalities when this was introduced in South Africa. And then later on, the president realized that this was a problem, and therefore he introduced the lockdown, which was for 21 days. So the Minister of Finance tabled a supplementary budget in 22 June 2020. So it was set out to initiate economic and fiscal response to the pandemic, and also to fast track the processes to provide resources to the frontline services, provincial and local government, as well as business and businesses and household, with specific focus on the most vulnerable South Africans. But to the analysis of the revised budget for each program, the department received a main appropriation of 31.32 billion in 2020 to 2021, as compared to 33.86 billion in 2019 to 2020. So by February 2020, the departmental budget declined by 7.2%, and this represented by 11.4% in real terms. As to the revised budget, the revised allocation for each program. We start with program number one. Program number one experienced a suspension of funds to the value of 1.2 million, although a variment of 5 million was made from goods and services. It was reallocated to COVID purposes within the same program, meaning that the overall reduction was remained at 1.2 million. As to program number two, the Integrated Human Settlements Planning and Development, program number two experienced the largest downward revision out of all the five programs, with a total of 5.49 billion suspended from transfers and subsidies. The program received a reallocation of 2.26 billion for COVID-19 purposes. Program number three, the informal settlements. Program number three experienced a suspension of funds to the value of 800.
Sorry, it's Emma. Can you scroll down? Because all we can see is program one on our screens.
Is it?
I don't know if it's just mine. Chair, can you see program three? Because all I can see is program one. Thanks.
I think.
Tsaike is seeing program three. Is the presentation is scrolling.
Now I can see it. Thank you.
Okay. So with regards to program number three, it experienced a suspension of funds to the value of 800 million and received an allocation of 377.8 2 million for COVID related purposes. This means that the program received an overall increase of 377.2 million. Program number four, rental and social housing. This program experienced a suspended fund to the value of 650 million and received an allocation of 300 million specifically for COVID purposes. Program number five, affordable housing. The program experienced a suspension of funds to the value of 8.8 million with an allocation of 300 million, which translates to an overall increase of 291.6 million. With regards to the grants, the first grant is the Human Settlements Development Grant, the HSDG, was reduced by 1.73 billion, and this meant 14.1% in real terms. The USDG was reduced by 3.36 billion. And received a reallocation of 2.26 billion. This which represented an overall reduction of 1.1 billion. In real terms, this was 13.5%. The title deed restoration grant, the title deed restoration grant was reduced by 377.82 million. And this represented a real decrease of 66.8%. And this was reallocated to the emergency housing grant in program number three, informal settlements, for the rapid provision of emergency housing solution in areas where existing housing arrangements were not conducive for social distancing as outlined in the regulations. With regards to the observations and recommendations, so they are structured in a way that the community observed and then after recommendations were made. So, Chairperson, with your permission, do I read all of them or do I read one and pause? Okay. Yes,
present all of them and then we'll come back. We'll give members opportunity to look them one by one.
Okay, Chairperson. The first observation and recommendation, the emergency housing grant received an additional allocation of 377.82 million. These funds were reallocated to deal with rapid provision of emergency housing solution in areas where existing housing arrangements were not conducive for social distancing. The committee recommended that the department should put in place the required capacity to ensure efficient, effective, and responsive measures for the rollout of the emergency housing grant. The committee should be provided with a list of projects and schedules for project implementation. This must be presented to the committee before the first quarter of 2021. The second, the committee observed that the reduction of 377.82 million from the title deed restoration, a decline of 66.8 in real terms, would affect a number of title deeds being issued, and that there was a poor expenditure in the title deeds program in the previous year. At the same time, there is a huge backlog in the issuing of title deeds. The committee recommended to be finished with a plan detailing a number of title deeds that will be issued. This plan should consider the title deeds backlog and provide a turnaround plan for the issuing of title deeds to the committee, considering the budget cuts. This plan must also reflect on the challenges encountered in the issuing of title deeds. This must be presented to the committee before the first quarter of 2021. The committee noted that lower allocation to the HSDG and the USDG would result in planned project being delayed. The committee, having considered the reduction, has mandated the department to work within the allocated budget. The committee recommended that the department closely monitor provinces and metros to ensure that the budget is used for intended purpose. The department must assist all provinces and metros within metros with their plans. These plans must be submitted to the committee. This must be done before the first quarter of 2021. The committee note with concern the high levels of acting in critical position. The Human Settlements Director General position was noted. The committee recommended that position must be filled on permanent basis and ensure that acting in position is reduced. This must be presented to the committee before the first quarter of 2021. Number five, the committee note with concern that municipalities were not spending their allocated and not meeting their allocations and not meeting their target because of lack of capacity. The committee recommended that the department should devise plans and avail resources to capacitate municipalities. This must be presented to the committee before the first quarter of 2021. Number six, the committee noted that the COVID-19 regulation prohibits eviction. However, there was a case of inhuman eviction of Mr. Bulelani Ngolani in Khayelitsha, who was dragged naked from his shack during the lockdown. The committee was repulsed by this behavior of the city of Cape Town and its officials for violating his dignity. The committee mandated the department to investigate the city of Cape Town on this eviction and provide a report. And this must be done or must be presented to the committee before the first quarter of 2021. The committee, with regards to number seven, the committee note the 300 million set aside to assist people in rental housing who cannot pay their rent due to COVID-19 pandemic. And the committee also notes the 300 million to the NHFC to assist those who cannot pay bonds due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The committee recommended to be briefed by the department on the framework for selected beneficiaries. The committee also recommended that the department provide a criteria that would be used to select the beneficiaries. This must be presented to the committee before the first quarter of 2021. The committee noted that the department did not have a target on job creation on their adjusted budget. And the committee recommended that the department put target for job creation in their adjusted budget. This must be presented to the committee before the first quarter of 2021. With regards to the conclusion, there was an emphasis that the committee realized that the COVID-19 had a substantial impact on the South Africans, and departments had to reprioritize their plans. And with regards to the Department of Human Settlements, much of allocation went to the emergency housing, and therefore it was realized that it should be prioritized and efficiency should be ensured in all programs, and this report should be considered. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Sabelo. Honorable members, there is a report. There is the report, and we invite any comments. Honorable Sesuai.
Chairperson, can I come back later?
Okay. Honorable Person. Honorable Musala.
Thanks so much, Chairperson. I don't have much to say about the report. I just have one concern, or maybe I can say two. The first one is with regards to the first quarter, everything that we quoted on our observation, of what we said on the observation is about the first quarter of 2021, the first quarter, even the replacing of, the permanent position, when we talk about the position of the DG, is also the first quarter of 2021. Why are we taking so long to complete or to fill that position? And then the other two is the issue on job creation. I see the observation, your observation is talking about the job creation. I understand maybe the committee discussed about this issue of job creation in this in the committee meeting. But seeing the report, everything is about austerity, budget cuts and everything. If the department failed to provide, to create jobs, when there was no budget cuts, what about now when a budget is being cut all over? Where are we going to get this thing of job creation? How are we going to create jobs if there's no money? Because the budget is cut in all the progress. Everything is being cut. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Musala. Honorable Seke.
Oh, Chairperson, thank you very much. Am I audible?
Yes.
Oh, thanks very much. Just to rectify one small thing, Chair, in the introductory part, if I'm right, Chair, I think it's page one. It's in page one. Regarding the number of cases that we had, the number of cases as of the 15th of March 2020, it was at 61, not 51. And then the second thing, Chair, on the recommendations, I don't have any problem with that. Chair, the one matter that I want to add is on the recommendation should be that of the committee, of the portfolio committee. I see in other recommendations, it's very clear that the committee, being the portfolio committee, recommend this. But in other recommendations, it says the joint committee. So I would want to recommend that the SOP will draft its own report with its own recommendations. Therefore, these recommendations are for the portfolio committee only. Chair. And with regard to the issue of job creation, Chair, I think this is one of the issues that we have raised sharply in the main budget and in this adjustment budget, Chair. Because whether there was a budget cut or not, but the fact remains there's the 29 billion has been allocated to the Department of Human Settlement. So we therefore, out of that budget, we therefore expect department, the Human Settlement, to create jobs with all the projects that are going to be implemented in the year under review. We are giving them 29 billion, Chair. So we expect jobs to be created out of that.
It's leading
Honorable Powell.
Thanks, Chair. Sorry, I'm trying to look at the numbering on this report. Okay, so my recommendations for additions are on observation 1.1. I just think that it says before the first quarter of 2021, I think we must just be clear that we're talking about when the agreements were that all of this stuff would be presented to the committee when the department presented the first quarter report for 2020-2021. So can we put there 2020-2021? Because it's ambiguous here, because we'll have 2021-2022. So can we please just be clear that we're wanting this information now rather than later? And then on 1.3, the committee noted that lower allocations to the HSDG, USDG would result in planned projects being delayed, XYZ. The department must assist all of the provinces and metros with their plans, and these plans must be submitted to the committee. I raised as a substantial point of concern that when the amended APP and strategic plan was presented to our committee, one province had submitted their revised targets and plans, but the other provinces had failed to meet the deadline, which meant that the department presented an incomplete APP to us, and the acting director general that it was unfortunate, and that the actual revised provincial targets would be presented to this committee at a later stage. Now, I think that it is crucial that in the committee's report, we include a section to state that the committee has not had sight of the implications of the revised HSDG budget on targets. So we as a committee actually at this stage don't know which projects are going to be continued and which projects are going to be rolled over as a result of these budget cuts. So my suggestion here is that we include that the committee we can find a way to word it, but essentially that the committee has not been presented with the revised provincial targets in relation to the HSDG cuts, because the provincial departments were unable to meet the two-week deadline. And then just on 1.6, our committee, we cannot play politics in this committee, and we cannot play politics in our committee reports. On 1.6, I would agree that we include that the committee noted with concern the inhumane treatment of Bulalani in Khayelitsha, who was dragged naked from his shack during the lockdown. I fully support that does need to be raised. But we as a committee know that this is happening across the country, a case in point being what happened in Lawley and in Lakeside in April during the Stage 5 lockdown, where violence ensued in that area when the Johannesburg Metropolitan sent hundreds of Red Ants troops to demolish people's shacks. Now, our national minister has condemned both illegal land invasions and illegal evictions across the country. So can we please add a comment there to state that this conduct has taken place across the country and is not unique to the city of Cape Town, because we all know very well that illegal land invasions are a problem for metropolitan municipalities across the entire country. So I would really strongly suggest that we condemn other metropolitan municipalities as well. Thank you, Chair.
Hello, Chairperson. Hello, Chair.
Who is the chair?
When I crazy le papala ka batho ka re le paletse go aga mebereko ola lolla re tloa aga mebereko ga
aw ha lentse
le ka
honorable mohlala please honorable August. Honorable Mvana.
Thanks, Chair.
Yes.
Morning, everybody.
Morning.
I'm more than pleased by the report. I must start there. But what I don't understand is what Honorable Powell is saying in terms of comparing the Johannesburg or the Khayelitsha thing. Because here we were referring to the Khayelitsha thing because it happened during the time of the COVID-19, which the minister had an instruction that no eviction should happen. Worst part of it, this gentleman was humiliated. So we are not comparing any metropolitan with any other metropolitan except to mention this one, because this one happened during this time. So
is it law, Honorable Mvana?
What we were saying is that we are not encouraging the eviction if people are occupying it illegally. But what we are talking about this report, in this report in particular, because I am not sure where is this thing of Johannesburg getting into this. But thank you, Chairperson, just a comment on that one. And we are not starting a new report. We are writing a report because it's what we discussed. We never discussed anything about Johannesburg. Thanks, Chair.
Honorable
Honorable member.
Oh, don't be very, very...
Honorable Mvana, you have spoken. I've given time. You have spoken. Allow other people to speak. Honorable Sekwai. Honorable Sekwai. Honorable Tseki.
Chair.
Yes, okay.
Okay, yes, thank you very much. I think the report reflects all what is been discussed as a committee and clarifying some other issues that were not clear. I think we have arrived now in the clarity of all the issues that we've discussed. But I like that recommendation, Chair, that talks about the emergency housing, where it deals with issues of social distancing. I think that recommendation is clarifying many issues that we've raised on the emergency. I'm happy with that. But on the issue of the reviewer of plans by municipalities, I think we're clear, because this report is not coming for the first time to us. It was presented by the acting DG that other municipalities could not meet the time frame that we gave them, but we are waiting for them to present to us. And I think because of the timing of the program and the report, we could not wait for them, but they will be submitted to us as we move on, which we're really comfortable with that. Just Chair, perhaps this issue of the eviction, we need to present it very well. This is a constitutional directive that before you evict, even before COVID-19, there should be a court order. to respect people within the human rights. Now, when the regulations of this government are undermined by Cape Town, the report focuses on Cape Town, which has undermined the regulations from the disaster process of COVID-19. Let's not compete here and compare. No one is here to defend her or his terrain. The issue is Cape Town. Johannesburg issue is before COVID. I'm supporting Honorable Mbana. And my worry, Chair, as one is making corrections, someone is writing in the report. I'm not sure about that mandate, because don't you confuse the report. That should come from you, Chair, if we agree on what the member is raising. Because no one should write that unless the chairperson directs the meeting as such, because you're confusing us now. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Kiswai. Honorable Peki. Kwaliswa.
Thank you, Southside.
Kwaliswa.
Hello, Chair.
Honorable August is still there. It's still outside the meeting. We are waiting for somebody to accept them in the meeting, and including Mashiro. Please, your waiting room.
They in the wrong meeting, Chairperson.
They went to
and the wrong meeting. Chairperson.
And
Chairperson, and Segi to...
Okay.
They're in the wrong meeting, just like me.
Okay.
I connected in the wrong meeting.
Did
the,
you call them, Kwaliswa? Because
okay,
I get the messages as we're speaking now, they're saying they've been in the waiting room for quite some time.
Okay, Chairperson. Member Tafeni is also in the meeting, the Chairperson.
Okay. Honorable Sopa Singwe.
Chair, I think I've been covered. Satisfied with the report, but I also need to add a voice on the issue of Cape Town. Just to say that Cape Town is part of South Africa, and South Africa belongs to everybody, all citizens of this country. So if an inhumane behavior has been experienced, it must be condemned and it must be dealt with. So we're here as a committee for human settlement throughout for the country, not for certain provinces. So that issue, I find it to be making me to feel, and if we start by saying like there are members who are responsible to be spokespersons of certain cities or certain municipalities. So let us be fair with this matter. This matter, well, even if it happened in Gauteng or any other province, it's wrong and it must be raised as such. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Sopasungwe. Honorable Tafeni.
I thank you, Chairperson. Sorry, I'm in the bank now, but I want to complain about the person that is vandalized in Cape Town, because the human settlement is supposed to take that issue immediately. I thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable
Chairperson.
Can honorable members mute your mic? Can we mute your mic, members? So, Honorable Basson, is he here now? Okay.
Kholiswa, if Honorable August and those that were in the wrong meeting came in.
Member August is unable to join through this link. He's having some problems. I'm trying to assist him, Chairperson.
Okay.
He's on the line with me now.
Okay, Mr. Mashego and Treki. Okay, honorable members, in the meantime, we'll proceed to, I think the request for the...
Chairperson, can I come in when, before you rap? Are you rapping?
No, I'm not rapping.
Oh.
Okay, you can talk, honorable. Come on.
No, Chairperson, with regards to the issue of 1.6, I agree. Whether the eviction happened in Gauteng or the eviction happened in Cape Town is the same. They must all reflect here. Let's not play politics, because if the people of Loli in Gauteng were treated unfairly, it must reflect as well. We spoke about this thing previously when we were in the meeting. And in another report, it was removed. They say they must not mention Lodi. I still remember. The committee talked about politics. I don't know that it must not appear like that in the report. So since today we have put this one of Cape Town, can the Lodi one also be here? Let's stop playing politics about our people. Our people are treated unfairly there by this government. So let's put it here. I support what other members are saying. Let's put this issue of Lodi as well, and all those people that were evicted during COVID-19. Issue of Lodi happened during COVID-19. Section 14.1C of the regulation, if I'm not mistaken, it says that no one must be evicted. And the minister on that day when we asked that question, the minister said to us that he's running to Lodi to go and check what is happening. He never came back to us and report to do his committee. So it must reflect here. Thank you.
Okay. Honorable members, we'll come back to those the two issues. Let's go to the water and sanitation. Sherry?
Good morning, members. Good morning, Chairperson, members, and colleagues. Kholiswa? Kholiswa, would you be able to flight the presentation, the report? Thank you. The focus of the report, I'm going to talk to the report actually. On page one, the focus of the report is specifically on the downward revision of the budget through the supplementary adjustment budget tabled by Minister Tito Imbuweni on the 24th of June 2020. The parameters of the supplementary adjusted budget are guided by the Public Finance Management Act and the Moneyballs Amendment Act. On page two, we're looking at two components of this revision of departmental budgets. One was in relation to assist with the 500 billion fiscal support package, which all departments had to input on and to project and provide a proposal to National Treasury. And the second one was spending on the priorities in the containment of the COVID-19 virus. In relation to those objectives and highlighted in the National Treasury guidelines of how departments should work through the suspension or revisions of budgets. The Department of Water and Sanitation submitted their proposal, and National Treasury responded and proposed that of the main appropriation of 17.216 billion received in February 2021, the budget would be reduced to 16.595 billion in June 2020. Of this amount, the National Treasury suspended 257 million of the budget from the department allocations for the support of COVID-19 macroeconomic stimulus response, and a reallocation of 1.4 billion for COVID phase 1 and 2, and some funding would be used for some long-term recirculation in affected areas. If one moves to page 4, Kolitswa, in terms of the revisions to the programs itself, revisions of targets per program. In program 1, there was no change. In program 3, I think that's where Water Infrastructure Development Program, that was a program that was mostly affected. The targets revised, there was an increase in the number of regional bulk infrastructure project phases under construction. It increased from 103 to 107. There was a decrease in the number of regional bulk infrastructure projects from 28 to 27. And a reduction of small water services infrastructure grant projects under construction from 349 to 346. However, if we move to page 5 and 6, one would note that the regional bulk infrastructure and water services infrastructure grant were the most impacted upon, and therefore it will have certain consequences on projects in municipalities, as well as projects that will be undertaken by the department through the RBIG direct or indirect grant, and through the water services infrastructure grant as well. An amount of 401 million of the infrastructure grant, that's a direct component, will be used for COVID-19 emergency water and sanitation intervention. And then funds were reprioritized within municipalities for a number of projects under implementation to accelerate responses to COVID-19. As everyone knows, that Rand Water is a command center, was established as a command center to engage and provide interventions on COVID-19 and COVID-19 phase 1 and 2 projects. And this they did by the use of tankers and tankering. The indirect grant of the regional bulk infrastructure grant for COVID-19 amounts to 408.8 million. 100 million has been allocated for phase 2 COVID-19 projects, and 308.8 million allocated to sustainable water supply for phase 2. If you move down to 3.2, could you scroll down, please? Okay, if you move down to the number of impacted projects in provinces.
Yes, I'm in 3.2 now.
Okay, thank you, my dear. The following number of projects will be impacted by reprioritized funds from grants toward water and sanitation interventions in the province through the direct and indirect grant of the regional bulk infrastructure. with the direct grants, it'll be Eastern Cape 5, Free State 1, KwaZulu-Natal 2, Limpopo 1, Mpumalanga 3, Northern Cape 1, and Northwest 2. And with the indirect grants in the Eastern Cape, it'll be 8 projects that will be affected, Free State 11 and Gauteng 4. There will also be funds reprioritized from the Water Services Infrastructure Grant, the direct component from all provinces. All affected district municipalities will reprioritize funds and submit revised business plans on COVID-19 phase 2 activities. However, this report doesn't provide the details of the affected projects in itself, but the Department of Water and Sanitation, in their revised PP as well as their presentation, provided the detailed list of those affected projects. So I think it's important that the Portfolio Committee also goes back and look at the impact of those affected projects as well. In the observations and recommendations, the first issue, and I think this was the strongest issue as well, was the sustainability of tankering of water as a short-term measure versus the long-term implementation of source development. When we talk about source development, it's looking at major bulk infrastructure development. So the Portfolio Committee welcomed the assurance by the department that part of the reallocated funds of 1.5498 will also be used to implement source development or bulk linkage projects to replace the need for water tankering and move towards a sustainable supply of water post the tankering. The Portfolio Committee was of the view that water tankering in the long term is not only unsustainable, but could be open to manipulation and corrupt activities. The committee, okay, that I need to correct that, instead of the committees, it will be the Portfolio Committee, further noted that interventions devised for long-term development of bulk linkage projects should be focused on communities in provinces that have no access to water and sanitation service provision. Therefore, the Portfolio Committee recommended that the department should provide the committee with a proposed funding plan of sustainable bulk linkage projects that would completely eliminate the need for water tankering in the affected areas. And the proposed funding plan should, amongst others, include areas that are currently served with water tankers and timeframes for completion of these projects by the third quarter of 2020-2021. The next observation, okay, in the footnote, I just give you a quick definition of how the grants are used according to the Division of Revenue Act. Then the reprioritization of direct and indirect grants that I spoke to earlier, the Portfolio Committee called for a speedy reprioritization process by municipalities with the necessary oversight assistance from the Department of Water and Sanitation for the approval of revised business plans and associated budgets of the affected projects funded through Regional Bulk Infrastructure Grant and Water Services Infrastructure Grant for COVID-19 interventions. The Portfolio Committee also stressed the importance of cooperation between the Department of Corporative Governance and Traditional Affairs on the effective use of grants, such as the Municipal Infrastructure Grant, the RBIG, and the WISIC, the Sustainable Water and Sanitation Service Provision. Therefore, the Portfolio Committee resolved that the Department of Water and Sanitation provided with the revised business plans for Water Service Authority for COVID-19-related short-term interventions before the end of the second quarter, 2020-2021. And last, 4.3 looks at the transfer of assets to municipalities post-COVID. The Portfolio Committee noted that Rand water will, as per the legislative framework, be transferring assets such as bulk infrastructure in the form of equipped boreholes to municipalities. This will be undertaken post-COVID-19. The Portfolio Committee resolved that the Department and Rand Water should provide a COVID-19 assets register that clearly shows the number of assets to be transferred to provinces and municipalities by the end of the fourth quarter 2020-2021. And lastly, it was a creation of job opportunities. The Portfolio Committee noted that there were no clearly identified targets in the creation of job opportunities over the medium-term plan of the Department of Water and Sanitation, and therefore it resolved that the department should provide details of plans to address this and to incorporate it into the strategic plan. And in conclusion, both committees will further engage the Department of Water and Sanitation to assess the overall impact of the adjustments on set targets reflected in the revised annual performance plan. The report is to be considered. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sherry. Honorable members, that was the report. Let's engage with the report. Honorable Reke.
Chair, can I come back later?
Okay. Honorable Basson. Is it not here? Honorable Powell.
No comments from me, thanks, Chair.
Okay. Honorable Moshala.
Can I please come back after some minutes, Chair, to me?
Okay. Honorable Mvana.
I think, Chairperson, I'm covered. I don't see anything that is left out. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Honorable Swai.
I just want there's that clause that has been read about water tanks. Can I didn't get well with the presentation. Can someone read it for me? Where is it?
Which one?
Is it that talks about water tanks and COVID?
Oh, the recommendation.
The recommendation.
Recommendation 4.1. The talks about the sustainability of the tankering of water.
Yes, Chair.
Yes. Honorable Sukai, what do you want on?
Can you pass? Let me read it, Chair. My gadget is not giving me a necessary opportunity to do that. Can you call me then? I'm just reading it.
Honorable August, mute your mic, Honorable Sai.
Okay. Honorable August still struggling to join Chairperson.
Including Honorable Mashego.
Yes.
Can I come in?
No, I've joined Chairperson. I am here.
Honorable Seki. It's not yet here. Honorable Mashala.
Sorry, Chair. No, sorry. It's fine. It's fine. I'll come back.
Okay. Honorable Reke.
Thanks, Chair. 4.2?
Yes.
4.2, can we go directly to 4.2, Chair?
Yes.
Chairin, scroll.
Koliso, 4.2.
Koliso.
Yes. 4.2. I'm 4.2 now.
Yes. Reprioritization of the chair. Can I make an addition on the second paragraph?
Okay.
Chair. Can it read as follows? The portfolio committee resolves that the Department of Water and Sanitation should provide to provide the revised business plans for Water Service Authority for COVID-19 related short-term interventions before the end of second quarter 2020-2021. And the portfolio committee further recommend that the department should utilize, I think we have to strengthen that, should utilize the district development model for better collaboration and coordination of the municipal infrastructure grant and the WISIC and the ARBIC.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable Becky. Are you done?
Yes, yeah.
Honorable Mashego.
Yes, Chair. Yes, Chair, thank you. Good morning. I would have wanted to emphasize that point that Honorable Seke is raising, but also to say, Chair, I think the portfolio committee correctly so raised the point of job creation that is not necessarily in the program of the department, and if it is, it is not said anywhere. With this kind of unemployment in South Africa, we really do need a program for what is it that the department is doing to create employment for people of South Africa who are not employed, but also to the whole issue of the people that are acting in the department when there is so many people who are unemployed and there are people who are capable, it should not be consistent. And I think the department, in our report, we are not strong on that point. We think we need to be strong that this issue of acting should come to an end. People should be appointed, but also that job creation program of the department must be clear and be measurable for us to can keep the department on the toes around those issues. Otherwise, the report is accepted.
Thank you, Honorable Mashego. Honorable Mosala, you're still coming back. Honorable Sesuai.
Thank you, Chair.
You are covered. Okay.
People are covered, Chair. Let's pass the other. Let's move the report.
Yes, Honorable Member. Who's that?
But you're not talking, colleagues. Let us
Who's that?
It's Nancy. She's crying.
Oh, okay. Yes, you're welcome.
Thank you. What I would like us to add in that 4.2 is that the plan and the program of distributing tents in COVID-19 should be submitted to us as a committee, more especially the partnership that have been created between the basic education
the plan and the program of tanks and tankers that have been given to schools. I think we didn't get that report. Can we request a report on all those particular issues with the budget implications? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Any member who wants to talk? Because I'm summarizing now. Okay, nobody. On human settlement, Honorable Powell raised the issue of who must indicate the on the first part on first recommendation 2021. because the first quarter, obviously, Honorable Powell is going to be in 2021. It cannot go beyond that one. The first quarter of the, that's why we said the first quarter, but there is no trains match. I think they can put that because the first quarter will be next term when we come back, but after the budget processes, we'll have to deal with the first quarter. On the evictions, I think I agree with members that eviction, no matter where it happened, must be condemned. But I think with the Western Cape part is the problem of inhuman activity that has happened, which has happened to Olani. So I think Sabelo can structure it that firstly, we are not accepting any illegal occupation. As a portfolio committee, we don't support that. But secondly, we don't support the eviction of people unlawfully, because those that have been removed lawfully, so I don't think we have a problem with that. Even if there is the COVID-19 regulation, those that have went to court and court get the permission to remove people, we don't have problem with that because it's legal. But those that have done illegally, even after this regulation, we must condemn that, and including the one that has happened in Johannesburg, Cape Town, this one is not the first one, it might be the third one. Everywhere that way it's happening, it should be condemned if it's done illegally. But I think we should not miss the point of inhuman that actually has happened when they were removing, inhuman activity that was happened when they were removing man who end up being naked in public, which is inhuman, that should not be accepted. And Sabelo has put it very well. So I think that's how we should finalize it. And I think the other things which members have added, I think the issue of the job creation and one of the things that members should know that is that we are oversighting only the plan of government, and the MTSS says the department and the NDP, it says that government has to create jobs. So we must oversight on that part. So that's why it must be measurable, and one of the things that we're able to say how many jobs have been created, probably in those past years, there was not a target which commits the department for the creation of jobs. And we should never lose sight of that. On water, I think Honorable Mashego is aiding the issue of the
vacancy rate, which I don't agree with. I agree with. Sorry, I don't have a problem with. It's I think it's supposed to as we raise in even when you mentioned settlement, we should raise it with even with water. That this thing of 18 position must come to an end. The department must appoint people as a way of showing that they are concerned about the increase of unemployment rate. So those are the issues that members have raised on the report. We'll add them, and thank you very much on that one. The last item, honourable members, is the
honourable Powell. Can I? There was one point that I raised that you haven't spoken to, and that was on human settlements on 1.3. The request that we note that the provincial departments had not submitted their revised targets. Yes. The committee was unable to have sight of that.
So, but we'll be talking for them. So why don't we say that? Because I think we are saying they must bring the revised plan at the time of engagement when they say how they are convenience or how they've been convenienced by the process. Then we'll then detail those issues. But now we'll be talking for them as a portfolio committee. That's why we're saying they must actually bring back those revised plans, and we should understand the impact of the cuts and all those things from them. We are going to call them.
Okay, that's fine, but then it should be noted certainly from the DA that the APP, the revised APP and strategic plan that's been presented to us does not contain the details of how this budget, these HSDG cuts will impact provincial programs. So, I mean, yeah, okay.
Okay.
We'll bring them under the report.
Okay. Because we're still going to call them, they'll come and give us those details. It might be that they've not been affected. So we should not speak for them. So thank you very much. Can we go then to the program?
Sorry, Chairperson. Can I have the movers of the report?
Yes. Can we get the movers for the report? The human settlement? Can I get the mover?
Yes, I move. Chair,
Moved and take a second. Okay, thank you.
Please note the rejection of the DA on human settlements report. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much.
Chairperson?
Yes, Honorable Matala.
Yes, please note the objection of the EFS on both settlement and water and sanitation. Let me just say, yes, we must create jobs, but for now, anyone...
What is it that
you are Honourable Mutala.
I am out of order.
Mutala, what is
it
that you
are
No, I want...
Mutala.
I'm adding on no, my...
Honourable Mutala, listen.
But my chief and
honourable members,
we don't even want to listen to what you are asking.
Order, honourable members.
I don't take that job, man.
Order.
No.
Order, honourable members. Order, members. Honourable Mutala,
as usual,
we're discussing now. You can't add.
No, but I was saying that job creation is the
issue.
But the government is
honourable person, let's move.
We are not discussing, we are adopting the report now.
Yes, we have adopted the report.
Yes,
thank
the report has been adopted. You have noted the objection of the DA and of the EFF. Can we go to the water and sanitation?
Chairperson?
Yes.
Honorable Mvana is out of order. She must allow you to
to take charge.
Honorable Mvana is adopting the report of the water police.
No. But you behave like the chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mvana.
I allow the chair to call the order, not you.
Honorable, can we get the seconder for the adoption of the report of water?
I do.
Mashiro second. Thank you very much. The report is duly accepted. Can we
so who moves, Chair?
Yes?
Who Mvana
moves? Mvana moves. Mashiro seconded.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Can we then...
Chair, please note DA's objection to DWS's report. I've spoken to Honorable Basson, and he also submits apologies for this meeting.
Okay, thank you. We'll note the rejection of the report, and then we both of the DA and the EFF in both the reports. Thank you very much. Let's go to the program. Just put it on full scale, Poliso.
Hello, Chairperson.
Can you put it, because I can see only two parts. Can you, is it not possible to put the entire program?
No, I've put only 2 days, Chairperson, according to the screen.
Oh, okay. Let me start by saying, honorable members, on from the 21st to the 24th, it will be the mini plenaries. We do not have a meeting at that date, but on the date of the 28th of July, we have put that for that follow up meeting with COCTA on the tariffs, and it must include the debt collection challenges that were faced by the board and the and municipalities, and then on the 31st. We are putting all the petitions that we have received, because the we requested to prioritize them, and then from the 3rd of August to the 17th. Is the constituency weeks, and then our program will start on the 18th, which it will continue to be a visual platform, and we're calling the minister to come and brief us on the master plan of water and sanitation, how they intend to resolve the challenges of access to water in the whole country, including the resolution of the challenges of sanitation. And then on Friday, we'll then have a briefing dealing with the outstanding matter of the Vaal River system intervention, which included the Hammanskraal problem. We have to get the feedback around that. And then on the 25th, until the September, we'll then be engaging with the provinces and water boards. Water boards, you'll remember that they've tabled their APPs and strat plans. So we have to engage them. So, but we will be dealing with human settlement and water and in those meetings, and then we'll look at the first quarter of both the department, and then if there is the oversight availability, if there is oversight on the program, then we'll plan the oversight, and the outstanding oversight was one of Lesotho, which we think it will not be feasible for now because of COVID-19. We might look to go to other province to do our oversight if it's permitted for the quarter. So that is the report. That is a program, honourable members. So we request that you adopt this program.
Honourable Semenya, it's Honourable Powell. May I request additions? I wrote to you about 2 weeks ago. The National Council of Provinces was fortunate to be given an update on all of the various interventions and progress against targeted interventions on the COVID relief program about 2 weeks ago. And I requested that this portfolio committee be given an update. It's the most pressing issue in the country at the moment. And I really do believe that as members of this portfolio committee, we have a responsibility to report back in our communities what's going on. So can we please receive the same report on COVID interventions that the NCOP did with urgency? And then on the first quarter report that's tabled down for September, for the 22nd of September, can we please add there the undertakings made by yourself that the acting DGs or the minister would need to come and present a progress report on progress made towards filling the vacant posts where we've got acting members in? Can that be explicitly added to the program, because it's a separate agenda item to the first quarter report? And then thirdly, our committee has to date not had a report back on metropolitan municipalities' expenditure against the Urban Settlements Development Grant. All of the metros' financial year ended on the 31st of June, and the new financial year started on the 1st of July. So by September, those municipalities should have finalized their reports as to their progress for the 2019-2020 financial year. And it's very important that those progress reports on USDG expenditure be presented to this committee. So can we please get an undertaking that will also be included on the program? Thank you, Chair.
But we have fewer days. If you check, Honourable Powell, we've condensed all the issues into one. The issue of calling the provinces will have the metros, would have the service water authorities to give the will have the board, which is deployed in the particular province, to talk to the plan, and talking to the plan, they'll then be able to even giving the feedback in terms of their spending in the previous years. Because
then may we add that as a bullet point, because right now it reads as if it's a progress report. Sorry, not a progress report. It says that it's presenting their business plans, the district development model, and the Water Services Authority and the Water Boards. It doesn't say anything about presenting an overview of expenditure in the financial year 2019-2020 on metropolitan municipalities. There's nothing here about metros. So if you say that...
Honourable Powell, yes, we will put that into the programme.
Thank you.
But I understand it will come later after we've passed. We've done this work that we've put, because if we have to deal with one metropolitan per province or per province, it will need another time. We have only 2 days to meet with the
to meet as a committee. We're putting Tuesday and Friday. That's where we'll get our slot to continue the meeting. So I'm saying those things are important. We'll put them as we continue with the program.
Chairperson.
Yes.
In terms of our initial plan, I think we did adopt that we will visit and sort of, I hear you now, what you're saying. But additionally, that was the Eastern in terms of Umzimpu and other areas that perhaps you wanted to visit. Just to remind you, then you'll be able to see how do you locate it in the program.
Okay, that's why I was saying if there is a program, if there is an oversight, then we'll pick up the province, because with Lesotho, I don't think it will be soon, because I think the movement, they will reach level one probably around October, November, and that's where we'll be allowed to move around. The provinces, we can still move within the province. I think September we might be allowed to move around in the provinces. We can take one province. So can I get the mover for the adoption of the program?
I move the adoption of the program, Chair, it's why.
Ms. Tsai moves. Seconder?
Mvana seconds.
Thank you very much. The program will be distributed to members. Thank you very much. And we have noted the other things that will inform us as we continue to have a program, to put them into the program for future engagement. Thank you very much, honorable members. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Musalam.
Thank you, Chair.
Hello, Musalam.
Grace.
Yes, my dear.
Grace.
Hello, my dear.
Grace.
Come on, guys.
Come on, guys, Grace.
Adiwanali.
Come on, let's push on.
Bye,
Tony. Bye. 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 B